Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Today I'm very pleased to welcome Ms. Seema Biswas in person here at the CIUT studio. Hi, Seema.
Hi.
Seema Biswas is well known in Canada for her seminal role as a renegade and revolutionary Dalit leader, Poulan Devi, in The Bandit Queen way back in the 90s. I saw it back then and never again, but I can still remember it very well, vividly. Since then, she's had a very successful career, taking in a steady number of well-known Indian and foreign pictures, and she's in Canada now to talk about her latest film, Patang, or The Kite.
Yes.
So Patang is a family drama that takes place in the old city of Ahmedabad in Gujarat during their annual Uttarayan festival in January. It's a festival known for its kite flying. So was this movie shot during the festival at that location?
Yes. Most exciting and unique thing is that was shooting in during the festival, whole festival, even before the festival, 1 month before. And 1 month before the festival, you can see that, you know, like whole Ahmedabad, old city Ahmedabad, it's excitement and, you know, like waiting for the this great festival, the market and everything, you know, like colorful, flying all kites and all, very interesting.
Yeah, I noticed the movie, unlike most indie movies, it was done in a very realistic style, almost documentary-like, with a handheld camera. Cameraman sort of steps back and lets the action happening. So it was a candid rather than posed. Are you accustomed to this style of movie making?
Not at all. That was my first experience, you know. Prashant, the director of our film, Patang, he, you know, like sometime, like if the scene is 1.5 minutes, but he, you know, camera kept camera on for like sometime 6 hours, sometime 2 hours, like constantly.
Wow.
Actor has to be alert, and among those non-actors, you know, like, and in the realistic, real original location, like market, vegetable markets, restaurant, and somebody's house or road, everywhere we have to be in character and camera. Where is the camera? We never know.
Oh, so it's almost like in North America we call it mumblecore, where it's almost improvisational, almost
exactly
completely realistic. Were any of the lines improv, or was it all written down, scripted?
I mean, for example, because I've seen actually 1.5 minutes, so, you know, like we have to, because camera is on for 4 hours, so we have to improvise. So, you know, like it's not like that the first five dialogues, for example, 1.5 minutes dialogue, scene, there five dialogues are there. So it's not that in the beginning only we finish all those five dialogues. It's like beginning, middle, and end. So we scattered the whole dialogues that way.
Wow. You play Sudha, a widow.
Yes.
So tell me about your role.
Sudha is, you know, I mean, the family, it's a family drama. And Sudha is, I mean, she is a widow. Her husband died. Her husband, her brother-in-law, who is highly ambitious and, you know, educated and very well-planned guy, who shifted to town, you know, in New Delhi, and settled himself with, you know, daughter and wife. But here alone, Sudha alone with her son and mother-in-law. And she had to look after everything, you know, like, so that's why she opened a small tuition she used to do with little children, and that way she used to run her kitchen and everything. So, and she's like for me like an image of water, you know, like wherever you put, you know, like keep water the shape, like if you keep pour water in a cup, the water will shape that way. So accordingly, you know, she is like water that's flowing and getting shape according to the situation, and kind of bridge between brother-in-law and my son, because my son hates brother-in-law because he doesn't look after, she doesn't.
And he blames the death of his father on his uncle.
Yes, exactly. And because he's too much greedy, and you know, like now also in the name of celebrating the kite festival, he came to Ahmedabad. Actually, the reason behind it was to sell the whole property so that he can get his share, and rest of the amount he will buy a flat for them. So that was very hurting for Sudha, you know, like, oh, I thought my brother-in-law is very sensitive and very intelligent and everything, I mean, very human, but he's also like other, like greedy people.
I'm speaking with Seema Biswas, who's starring in the movie Patang, opening June 22nd. You often take on challenging characters and strong female roles, including ones that are often controversial, but this movie seems quite a change in personality of your characters.
Yes, and that is that way, you know, like very near to me, because in real life I am also very soft-spoken and shy person, and very, you know, like not aggressive that way, the way I perform on screen. But interesting, overall script itself is very interesting, very unique, you know, like it's not linear story. It's one level, you know, like you cannot see like climax and melodrama and anything. It's very smooth. Each and every character is very one level there, you know, like easygoing treatment. So that's why I know, as far as controversy is concerned, it's not my choice. It's by chance happened with me, uh-huh. You know, like whether it is water, whether it is Bandit Queen, it happened. But I never liked this controversy.
Well, in the news recently, I heard that a well-known Bollywood actor, Shah Rukh Khan, he arrived by private jet and was held in an airport for a few hours in Westchester, New York. Yes. Has anything like that ever happened to you?
Yes,
tell it
happened. Before that, let me tell you, I just wanted to finish about controversy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Thing that I want to be famous for my performance, not for controversy. So when Bandit Queen got released, before the release, because of controversy, I was famous. That really hurts me a lot that time. And as far as airport thing is concerned, last year I came for Mayak Film Festival, where I got a Best Actress Award for Stella. And there, you know, like I was tired, 24-hour journey and all. So totally, you know, physically and tired, and, you know, like personality-wise, like careless, you know. So I never thought anything. I just submit my passport and whatever immigration form and all. So after a certain time, person was looking at me, the custom officer. Another custom officer came with, very huge black guy. So he said, follow me. So
you got taken out of the line.
I don't know. Yeah. So they took me inside, and I was waiting about 45 minutes. And it's like really weird place for me. Then gradually I was a little bit tense. And they were asking me that, where are you going? I said, this festival. I was towards the first festival was in New Jersey Film Festival. So I said there. So where are you going to stay? I said, Holiday Inn. So which Holiday Inn? I said, I don't know. So I said, New Jersey is not small town. It's a huge. So there are lots of Holiday Inn. So then they keep on asking, and he looking at me, and I was very short, and he was sitting upstairs somewhere. Camera was somewhere, you know, like facing me. And he was asking me, and at the same time, he was, you know, doing something with computer. I could see.
Right.
But I said, are you famous? He started. I said, no. So what do you do?
I would say you're famous.
What do you do? I said, I act. So which Bandit Queen? He started reading in Google's, I think. Then I said, then again he was asking these kind of questions. Then finally he said, when can I get the DVD? I said, means? Say, I want to see the film. That's Cooking with Stella. You are coming for that. So I said, okay, I can invite you. It would be a pleasure for me if you can come.
So it all ended up well. That's yeah. good. How about the another movie you've done recently, another big step in acting, a movie called Queens, Destiny of Dance, in which you play a male to female transsexual?
Yes. It's interesting. I wanted to do, always very easy to perform one male or female characters, to perform if you have to do a transgender role, But for women, to do a Yanak's kind of, transgender character. So it's tough because you have to change the whole thing because mannerism by nature, physically, your feminine quality is there. Body language is feminine dominating personality happen. So that's why I want it. And when I got it, it's very interesting. And most interesting thing is, out of 50 characters, almost 40 characters were original transgender people.
Oh, okay.
Who are basically not actor.
Right.
So few actors were there, and I was the boss in that whole community, and I used to dictate them what to do, what not to do.
What is the status of what is the Indian word for transsexuals? Or what is the
designation?
It's
a bad name. Nowadays is should know. Irrespectable word that
oh,
way.
Okay.
Like hijra, it call oh. actually hijra.
That's an insulting term.
Insulting term. Oh.
And what term is used now?
Now in English only transgender only people say.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And what is their status in within Indian society?
Not so. Respect, basically through this film, they want to show they have that, royal attitude, reality. But in India, we have image about those community like a beggar only.
Oh.
Or fun people, funny people, they dance and, whenever in anybody's family, newly born baby, they just enter without permission.
So they become street performers or beggars.
Yeah, and just started snatching something. You have to pay us this much, otherwise we will curse you. And, mythologically, there is lots of stories that they have that.
Well, certainly aspect. Krishna changes sex and other people.
Yeah, so that's why, they have that. They have that power of giving curse or blessing and all.
Oh, okay.
So not generally, if you see, that's some good friends of mine, they are really, socially, they are doing lots of good work for this community.
I'm talking to Seema Biswas, who's starring in the movie Patang, The Kite, opening June 22nd in Toronto. This is CIUT 89.5 FM in Toronto. Your film, The Bandit Queen, was seen by a surprising number of people in North America, in Toronto especially, and you worked with Deepa Mehta on her film Water, and you also play the eponymous role in Cooking with Stella, I believe it was directed by her brother.
Yes, and, Dilip Mehta.
So where did this Canadian connection come from for you?
Suddenly it happened. I feel myself very lucky that, Deepa Mehta, she liked me. She likes me a lot as an actress. And I don't feel like that Water is my first film. 2004 only I started working with her. And I know her from 2004 only. It's not 2 years back. So after Water, when I came for Toronto Film Festival, I fall in love with Toronto, totally. I feel like, oh God, I think last life, I must be, a Canadian citizen. That's why I love this city very much and people. At the same time, no doubt, I enjoy working with Deepa Mehta a lot. Without any condition, I'm always ready to perform any kind of role. Whatever she offer, not only role, behind the camera also I'm ready to work with her.
Can you tell me something about Midnight's Children, her most recent movie that you were in?
Yeah, that is also a film very much lucky and privileged that honored that the great book Salman Rushdie's Midnight Children.
Very good book, yes.
Yeah, so such a great book, and I'm part of this kind of project, and on top of it, Deepa Mehta is directing it. And huge, you know, like there's a huge canvas and huge cast and more than 67 location. So very interesting overall experience working with her. I mean, very much. And all great actors from India and outside India, Canadian actors, US actors are there.
That sounds great. Well, thanks so much for talking with me, Seema.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Indian movie actress Seema Biswas. Her film Patang, or The Kite, is opening across North America on June 22nd. So watch out for that. This is Daniel Garber, The Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.